The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dermot Gavin is away this week, but he recommended that I talk to Julie Power, who's founder and managing director of Connecting to Nature, headquartered in Ferrybank in Waterford. It specialises in Irish native wildflower seeds, bulbs, trees, hedge whips and wild bird food, supporting biodiversity and rewilding across Ireland and the UK. Julie, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on this morning.
That's a very extensive brief you have.
It is a bit of a mouthful, all right.
Now, tell us about your own background. Were you always interested in plants?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I think I definitely have always been really deeply connected to nature and have always had a big love for it, but never really realised as a kid growing up, just because it was part of my everyday life. Then I went away to Australia. I lived there for a few years. And when I came back, and it was around springtime, and I was noticing like the smells and the sights of the countryside. That's what really made me feel like I was at home again and what I really valued. From that.
Okay, but your family has been involved in the seed business.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, sorry, that is a very important point. So excitingly, I'm a sixth generation of my family in our business. My great-great-great-grandfather, William Power, he set up his first florist, seed merchant and nursery in 1859, so 180 years ago or so. And since then, my family have continued in the seed industry through their agri-businesses. So my route is a little bit different. Exactly. Seeds are in my blood.
But of course, you want to start your own company. So tell us how that began.
So as I said, I came back. It was the beginning of the pandemic. I'd been away for 3 years. And although things were a little bit doom and gloom, I was actually quite excited and had quite a lot of energy and was ready to get working. But there wasn't, I wasn't quite sure whether I was going to get employed or anything just with the pandemic. So I really wanted to like channel my creativity, and I started creating wildflower seed packets attached to a greeting card.
What a lovely idea. So you want to send someone a birthday greeting and you could send them a little packet of seeds attached to the card.
Yeah, and actually it was kind of a bit more than that, because during COVID, people were going crazy for these. They were buying them and sending them directly to their loved ones to keep connected during a time that they weren't seeing each other. And people were really getting outdoors and getting passionate about gardening. So actually it was from doing that little, I guess, passion project that I realised that there's something in this, that there's a business in it, that there's interest and people are benefiting from it in a time that otherwise they need it.
Now, your dad, hard-working man who really developed the business even more than his predecessors, and that inspired you.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been a huge inspiration of mine and a really, really good support, and he still is now. He retired a year and a half ago, but I feel like I'm picking up the phone to him every other day for advice, which is really helpful.
Now, you've brought me in a collection of all the products that you have: native butterfly and bee mix, Irish nature cornfield annuals mix, there's more traditional Irish native mix. Now, there are different kinds of wildflower meadows, for example. There are those which are there for colour, really, and those that might be true native.
Yeah, that's correct. So what some people might call a pictorial meadow, those ones are usually the ones that are made up of non-native species. So those are those like really high impact, jaw-dropping looking meadows, I put in inverted commas. And they're more so created for visual impact rather than for biodiversity. And while they're beautiful to look at, they don't really offer as much food to pollinators as the other native wildflowers would. So
this is what you're doing, specialising in the native seeds.
Exactly, yeah. And those are the species that are some of the oldest native plant species in our country. And they provide the right type of nectar at the right time of year for pollinators.
Now, there's a perception that wildflowers are easy. You just toss the seeds out into the ground and off they'll go. And you sit back and wait.
Not quite. So I often compare it to baking a cake. If you follow the instructions, you'll absolutely get it right, but you do need to follow it very carefully. So my biggest tip would be to completely clear away the area, make sure there's no grass or weeds growing. And then the other thing would be to stick to the sowing rate. People get excited and sow too many seeds. More seeds doesn't mean more flowers. Each seed needs enough space to bloom.
And what about the birds? I'm sure they enjoy the seeds too.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to autumn, we recommend cutting back wildflower meadows to make space for more flowers to come up. But you can leave a little section of it up and without cutting it back, and the seeds that are left on the flower heads will provide food for the birds as well.
Now, you say a lot of people like the idea of a wildflower meadow, however big or small it might be in their garden, but they're not prepared for the upkeep. What is the upkeep?
So people often have a misconception that that it's no maintenance, which isn't actually quite true, but it is very low maintenance. So the upkeep is very simple. Just one cut in the autumn, remove the cuttings, and that's it.
Okay, now, how do you actually harvest your own seeds? I mean, because you package them and sell them both to customers here and the UK. So how do you grow your seeds and then harvest them?
So we're very lucky to have the support of Sandra Cofola from Design by Nature, who has been growing and conserving wildflowers for many, many years now. And we collaborated with him about 5 or 6 years ago when I started up the business. And the idea behind that was to scale up the production of wildflower seed in Ireland, as there's not enough supply to satisfy the demand. And how we go about that is Sandro has helped us develop our own production crops in County Waterford. He has his in Carlow and Leash. And we have a very old combine that's been in our family now for 50 years that we've modified for the wildflowers specifically. Mm. And then other crops are done by hand. So those ones are a little bit more tedious.
Now, do you have to make sure you keep the interlopers away? I mean, seeds will travel on the wind and you might end up with a foreigner in the middle of your Irish native pollinators.
Yeah, potentially. We have a team working on the wildflower crops during the summer, and they watch them very carefully. Mostly they're watching for when the exact right time is to harvest the seeds, because a day too late or a day too early can make all the difference to yield. But they will also watch for other species in there that shouldn't be there, and they
pull them out.
And we also have a very regimented cleaning process as well that'll ensure no seeds are in there that shouldn't
be. Now, are you based in the UK or in Ferrybank most of the time?
I'm now in the UK, so I moved over there almost 3 years ago to set up over there.
And how's business in the UK?
Yeah, really good. It's been going great. I've been surprised.
Okay, now give me an example maybe of your customers and why they might choose Irish native pollinators, many of which would be similar to those in the UK anyway.
Yeah, so our customers really range from anyone who wants to sow wildflowers. So people at home growing wildflowers in their garden to professionals like landscapers. And the landscapers are the ones that we're really starting to work very closely with at the moment, because they really need a little, well, not all of them, but some of them need some support in really getting it right. And so basically anyone that wants to sow wildflowers at home.
Now, you will work with councils, and you have a good example of one council that uses your seeds and how it can save money. Explain.
So there's an amazing example of a council in the UK called Rochdale Council. They've been replacing their grassy verges with wildflower seeds, and it's obviously having an amazing impact on the locals, on their well-being, but also economically as well. So they've been saving £25,000 annually on replacing that, which is insane. And that's
there's
obviously
no mowing of the lawn.
No mowing. There's no labour. There's no cost of fuel. So, yeah, and it's obviously feeding the pollinators and benefiting biodiversity. It's a win-win.
Now, is there any resistance at all to the fact that you're an Irish company, or do they think you're a British company?
No, I don't think anyone thinks we're British. It's really quite clear. Our website is an Irish website. Our Irish native seeds are sold on our website. Everything is very clearly labelled. And then also with the marketing side of things, I try not to get too glossy with it or anything. I like to show what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, we have an email newsletter, which we have quite a big database for now. So we're always sending out updates of what's going on the farm, which is great.
So business is booming. This is a great Irish success story, which has two benefits. It's a great company and it'll do well, but also it looks after the bees.
Exactly.
And the pollinators. Great stuff. Julie, it's a pleasure meeting you. Julie Power, who's the founder and managing director of Connecting to Nature, headquartered in Ferrybank. And if people want to get your seeds, where will they find them?
So they're only available on our website, which is connectingtonature.ie.
What a better place to go than that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.